This is episode 985. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down, to connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, we continue with our love meditation theme. So throughout this week, we've been exploring different meditation techniques to help you cultivate love. And this is in honor of Valentine's Day, which we celebrated in the United States this week. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided to use a meditation technique that's going to help you clarify conflicting thoughts. Love can often leave us feeling uncertain, like we need clarity, and we have a lot of conflicting thoughts in love. So this is a great technique to help you gain that kind of clarity. It's also a technique that can help you harmonize your mind, body, and soul. And this is a technique called a mudra. It's the Kalesvara mudra. And a mudra is simply a way you position your hands. And it's very similar to how you might position your body in yoga or with acupressure. Mudras stimulate your mind in a particular area, and that impacts your nervous system. So mudras can be your go-to technique, as they are with many listeners who tell me they weren't really sure about mudras, and then when they started doing them, they realized how effective they are, and so now they do them regularly. But if you're new to mudras, I encourage you to be a little adventurous as you try today's mudra. I think you're going to like today's mudra because you're actually going to form a heart with your hands, and this is going to help harmonize your mind, body, and soul and give you that kind of clarity. So you might want to take a look on my Facebook page over at my website, which is at sipandom.com, for this week's series on love. Or most people take a look at the Facebook page, Sip and Om Facebook page, and there I always leave a photo of the mudra. It's a pretty simple mudra to do, but sometimes a photo really helps. So just head over to the Facebook page at Sip and Om, and you'll see a photo waiting for you there. Now, I also should introduce myself to you if you're not a regular listener. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And this allows you to really explore a particular topic in depth as you focus on a particular quality. And I also share full guided meditations, half hour guided meditations every day using these same techniques I share on the podcast, but I incorporate it into a guided meditation. And you can find that along with just about 1,000 meditations on my website at sipandom.com, and there is a membership site there. You also get, with each week's guided meditations, you get a journal customized around the weekly theme, as well as a guide, a slowdown guide, with all the different techniques that I've shared with you throughout the week, nicely organized for you, so that you could print this out, or you could just open it in your phone or your browser and refer to it throughout the week. So again, that's at sipandom.com. So here you get the technique. At my website, you get the full guided meditation. Now, for this technique today, the mudra, the Kalisvara mudra. I'm going to explain to you how to do it. So if you're getting ready to sit down and do your own meditation as you do this technique, keep in mind the kind of love scenarios that you're focusing on this week. So at the very beginning of this 7-part series, I always start a brand new series every Sunday, and then we work our way throughout the week, ending on a Saturday. Now, you can listen to these meditations in any order. They don't follow any sequence, but I wanted to mention what we did talk about earlier in the week, and that was how it's so important to consider different love scenarios that might make you happy, that might make you excited and feel safe and secure in a relationship. So I had you think about different ways that you could feel loved, whether it's a romantic relationship or another loving type of relationship with a friend or even a colleague or peer or neighbor. Sometimes when you consider love, it's easy to get a little stuck in focusing on that one person or that one particular situation that would make you feel so in love or so loved. And so try to step back a little bit and consider different scenarios where you could feel as though you're in love or you are loved. And I mentioned earlier as well how there's been a lot of research where people are interviewed at 10-year intervals, and they're asked, so do you think in 10 years your life will be much different? Most people will claim, no, they really feel like things will be pretty much the same. They'll be pretty much the same, even if things around them change. Well, when those same people are interviewed a decade later, they will exclaim in surprise that their life, even if their life hasn't changed so much, they have changed tremendously. They no longer think a certain way or even look a certain way, and they may even have a whole new circle of people around them. So this has to do with people regardless at what age interval they are. So whether they're younger or older, it doesn't matter. 10 years time span can create massive changes in your life. So think about some different scenarios that would excite you. And this is going to keep you open and receptive to love all around you, because you never know where you might encounter it. So consider different love scenarios this week, and for your mudra, what you'll do is you're going to, with both hands, just hold your hands there at your heart and take your middle fingers from each hand and just press them together, press the tips together. And then with your little finger and your ring finger, fold those fingers in, and so they're bent, and then touch them together at the knuckles. And then you're going to bend your index finger, and you're going to touch your knuckles together there, and then point your thumbs downward, connecting them. And that will create a heart with kind of a steeple behind it, because your middle finger that's pointing upward, touching the other middle finger, this kind of looks like a steeple. And then you have your pointing finger or your index finger curled downward with your thumbs touching. So you're making a heart with your index finger and your thumb, and your middle fingers are pointing upward, and then your little finger with your ring finger, those fingers are bent and they're touching each other at the knuckles. So this sounds a little complicated, possibly, and that's why it's easy to understand once you see the photo of it. So just take a look at the photo again at the Facebook page at sipandom.com or on my website for this love meditation series at sipandom.com. Well, as you hold this mudra, focus on clarity. Focus on being open and receptive. And this is going to naturally help release conflicting thoughts about love. It's going to harmonize your mind, body, and soul. So sit down, do this mudra, try this mudra, and see how it makes you feel. Hold it for as long as you feel comfortable as you meditate. It's recommended to do it 3 times a day for up to 10 minutes at each time. So go and do this for yourself. You deserve it. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.